News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to the story that we have been talking about already all morning on spending in healthcare. Martin Wall, Irish Times correspondent, joins us. Martin, this report is due out later today. It looks like a huge increase in spending in the HSE on healthcare, but no corresponding huge increase in productivity or output. Do we know why?
Yeah, that's that is the big question in terms of, and this report really just sets out what the figures are. And I think we will now be looking, and I think the government and the HSE will be asking them, what are they going to do about it? Why is this actually happening? Some now we have to bear in mind, not all increase in spending translates automatically into increased activity. For example, things like infection controls, there's a safe staffing level framework, which particularly nurses have been seeking for years, which maintains that improves situations for both patients and staff, but it doesn't necessarily translate directly into greater activity. However, the figures here are quite stark, though. Overall, we have seen an increase over the last 9 years. The health budget has increased by about 9 billion euro a year. There's been 50,000 more staff. The report will say there's been 1,000 additional beds. And it's not that activity hasn't increased. It just has not increased to any degree at the same level as the level of investment in both funding and staff. And it concludes in its productivity, the report concludes. Now, it's a bit of a mouthful in terms of its economist speak and statistics speak, but it seems to suggest that the divergence between expenditure and workforce and the growth of activity is in negative in some cases, it's falling, or it's two or three times behind the growth in the staffing levels, or two or three times behind the growth in expenditure. So there is a significant increase. And
they're talking about a divergence, aren't they? That's what they're calling it, a divergence.
The word they use is divergence. Now, interestingly, separate to this report, in a letter that was sent by Stephen Donnelly, the minister, to the chairman of the HSE last November, it was a letter about the overall budget. He gave an anecdote in relation to a visit to a particular hospital, which he did not name. And in that hospital, he maintained he said the local doctors have been campaigning in relation to more expenditure and need more investment, etc. And he maintained that despite the number of consultants increasing by 50%, the funding increasing by over 60%, and bed numbers increasing by about 17%, that the actual number of patients per outpatient clinic that were seen by consultants had actually fallen. So these are the type of anecdotes.
Martin, I've been trying to understand it. And they said that instead of consultants seeing about 1,300 patients over the year in outpatients, they were now seeing about 900 patients per year. And I was thinking to myself, does that mean that all this increased spending and this increased staff numbers, all it's doing is giving staff a cushier life? And that was one possibility. But then I was also thinking about what you said at the beginning there about safe staffing levels. We already know that, and as I said earlier in the show, I had occasion to be in an A&E myself on Friday, and it was flat out, and you could see that it was like a zoo, and I felt for the staff, and they all appeared to be running around like lunatics and working really hard and being really professional and all that at the same time. So is it just that we have been operating, which is actually potentially true, at very unsafe staffing levels for a very long period of time, so you're going to have to throw a lot of money at it to change that without much increased output? Or are we just giving people a cushier life? Do we know the answer to that?
Well, the answer is not spelled out in the report. And I think there would be questions that we will ask the minister today in relation to, and the head of the HSE in that today. I think certainly, you know, your programme and others have had for years representatives of nurses and doctors arguing the point you've just been making in relation to that we have had unsafe staffing levels for decades. And the issue would be, is this just a catch-up? Have we seen in the last 9 or 10 years a catch-up and that hasn't really translated into additional productivity, so to speak?
I wouldn't discount that entirely. I was once a junior doctor, Martin. There was a time when I would work every second week 120 hours a week. That is not an exaggeration. There are 168 hours in a week, and I was rostered for 120 of them. That was how we ran our hospitals. That was wholly unsafe. So you would need three people really to do that job. And of course, you'd pay three times the amount of money or more, and you probably wouldn't get to see very many more patients. So we were running on paper thin. So that is potentially an issue. But I suppose the question is whether there's more to it than just that.
Yeah, and perhaps ultimately it'll come down to there's a combination of all factors in this. In reality, what this report will do, I think, is will give succor to people who have different perspectives in relation to health spending. I think, you know, we've seen over recent years the Department of Public Expenditure looking and questioning essentially what are we getting for the amount of the what are we getting in relation to the amount of money? This is there a productivity deficit? And I think that will be
are there
raised
questions
the
to be answered
today?
For in senior management too? I mean, Robert Watts is due to get a pay increase, bringing him up to €326,000 per annum, and Bernard Gloucester is also hundreds of thousands of a salary per year. Paid an awful lot of money to run a health service that doesn't appear to be very efficiently run.
Well, I think they are issues that are going to be raised. I think there's issues that are going to be in relation to now we have the data, as distinct from, you know, anecdotes. Is this not going to pose a challenge to management, not just at the central level in the HSE, that would be part of it, or in the Department of Health, but at local hospital level? We now have hospital regions that are regional centres that will be coming into play essentially over the coming months.
Sure.
You know, those kind of issues will this now set a challenge in relation to increased productivity? And the other part would be, is it, what will be the response of the staff section, of the staff side? Because in addition to this big report today from the Government Economic Evaluation Service is only one of two documents that will be published today.
Okay.
The second will be a action plan for specific productivity measures.
Martin Wall, Irish Times correspondent, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.